is a really nice room.
Yeah, it sounds thick. Too bad he's not coming.
Look, I talked to him myself. He'll be here.
Right.
You're the one who said that the song could use a horn part, so I got the best. John Henry.
You think I'm stupid?
Of course I do. But that's not the point. He'll be here, okay?
Take a left up ahead.
South Street. I canceled this gig. You said you didn't want to do any sessions for a while.
For a while. I called it, I uncanceled it.
Are you up to it?
Let's find out.
You lied to me. John Henry is never gonna show up.
Will you stop?
It's been like 2 hours.
And we will keep waiting. I mean, you've heard this guy play and you know what he does. So can you just shut up, Tommy? Oh, my God.
Am I late?
You need to hear it again?
Nope, I get it. Let's try one. See what we get. Let's do it.
John Henry Giles, you a fan of his music?
He's a musician? That paralysis thing. Guy can't walk for 2 years. Nobody knows why. It seems mildly interesting.
Forget his paralysis.
Just tell that to the rest of his bowling team.
As far as this hospital is concerned, this is a simple case of lobar pneumonia. Boring.
But that not walking thing, that could turn into something serious.
Marty Hamilton is his primary physician out in California. He's dealing with the paralysis.
I know all about it. Multiple treatments, multiple surgeries, making real progress. Fixed everything but the legs.
Dr. Hamilton already called and asked for your team. And by team, I don't mean you.
Well, like I always say, there's no I in team. There's a me, though, if you jumble it up.
Foreman did his residency with Hamilton.
I know. I accidentally glanced at his resume before I hired him.
He wants someone he can trust.
Must have spoken to Foreman's parole officer.
Someone who will stick to the pneumonia. John Henry's on an experimental protocol for the paralysis.
I respect that. I'm not going to get in his way.
It's Foreman's case.
It's pneumonia. He can handle it. Guy's already paralyzed. How badly can he screw it up?
So, what are his sats?
Staying in the 90s on the nasal cannula.
Coughing up much sputum?
Almost none. He seems to be stabilized.
Dr. House, is anything back from micro?
Not yet. You gonna fire me?
You can make up for it by washing my car.
Oh, this is fun.
Okay, let's keep him on the broad spectrum antibiotics. And since he's displaying septic physiology, draw blood for adrenal and thyroid function.
About the paralysis?
We're sticking to the pneumonia.
Well, you certainly are, boss. Like a wet tongue sticks to dry ice.
The paralysis has already been diagnosed by Dr. Hamilton. It's ALS.
Lou Gehrig's disease. It's a lovely diagnosis. They make movies about it. No tests, no treatment. It's a disease of exclusion.
Because Hamilton has excluded everything else.
I hadn't. What else could it be?
Guillain-Barré, which would be reversible.
Excellent.
No. The progression of the paralysis would be symmetric. This wasn't.
Transverse myelitis.
Hamilton tested for it negative, and he was negative for masses and ABM.
Antibodies could be attacking the nerves. Multifocal motor neuropathy.
Uncommon, but it fits. It's also treatable. Did Hamilton try putting the guy on IVIG?
No, because the MRI showed
Let's do an MRI of our own.
Guys, it's my case. ALS fits. It even predicts the pneumonia. The paralysis is progressive.
It's a death sentence.
That doesn't make it wrong.
So you think the breathing stuff is connected to my ALS?
It makes sense.
So it's just gonna get worse, huh?
Well, Dr. Hamilton...
Great guy. Really smart doctor. His treatment obviously isn't working. Do you think I'm gonna die here? You think I get to go back home first?
An MRI would give us a better idea.
Oh, MRI, come on. For pneumonia?
Well, Dr. House thinks we should test
House. Yeah, I heard about him. Obsessive some bitch?
That's him.
So who do you think is right, Hamilton or House?
Hey, they're both excellent physicians.
Come on. One of them says ALS. The other one says not ALS. You gotta pick one, son.
Everything points to ALS.
The no MRI. And I want one of them papers to say, I don't want nothing done if something go bad.
A DNR? Mr. Giles, you don't want to rush into...
It's been 2 years. I ain't rushing. I want to sign one. Now. Well, my arm still works.
Signed a DNR.
He rhymes with dinner?
He signed a DNR.
Oh, that makes more sense. You tell him it might not be ALS?
No.
Well, no wonder he signed. Who wouldn't?
I started him on IV steroids and Synthroid.
Great. If it was my case, I'd be adding a little IVIG to the mix.
For his pneumonia?
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
He doesn't want anything done. No treatment.
DNR means do not resuscitate, not do not treat. You do nothing. Doesn't matter which one of us is right. And hang on to that DNR. That signature could be worth a lot of money real soon.
This is Dr. Foreman. What's Mr. Giles' status? Okay, increase the steroids to 100 milligrams every 12 hours. And, start him on IVIG. Yeah, I'm sure. 1 gram per kilo. Dr. Mitchell,
to MIT. My nature isn't what it used to be. The little man has lost some bounce in his step. He needs to crank it up. Have himself some fun this weekend. He wants the blue pills.
You're talking about your penis in the third person.
Me and him. Two people.
Separate vacations? That'd be a drag for one of you. I don't think you need the pills. I think you have a conflict of medications. You need to up your insulin to chocolate chip ice cream levels.
Insulin?
Yeah, you remember. That's the stuff you take for the diabetes that you forgot to tell the nurse about. Your hands. No hair, which means nerve damage. And your shoes look about two sizes too small, which means you've lost sensation in your feet. And then there's your pants.
My pants tell you I have diabetes?
No, they tell me you're an idiot. Powdered sugar on the right pant leg. based on the two napkins in your pocket, I'd be willing to bet it's not your first donut of the day.
You give me the pills?
Sure, why not? If you've got heart disease from ignoring the diabetes, they'll kill you. Otherwise, you two had a fun weekend.
O2 sets are dropping.
Breakdown?
Junkie.
Mucus plug?
No, it's our mistake. It's flushing from the IVIG. Blood can't get through his lungs.
Start heparin, 500 cc's IV, please.
He won't last long enough for it to work. We've got to intubate him, stat.
We can't. He's DNR.
What? Someone likes music.
Oh, yeah.
The sats are in the 70s. How long has he been like
10 minutes.
Well, why aren't you doing
it? The IVIG put him in respiratory care.
You put him on the IVIG?
We did this.
So undo it. Chase?
It's too late. We killed him.
Nobody killed him. He's not dead. Chase intubated.
He's staying on. What are you doing? You can't do this.
Back.
You can't do this.
Back.
He had a bad reaction to some medicine we gave him.
What did you just do? He saved his life.
Stable on the ventilator, oxygenating well.
The IVIG made him worse, which means multifocal motor neuropathy was a bad diagnosis. Okay, what's really wrong with him?
What's wrong with you?
Everyone knows what's wrong with me. What's wrong with him is much more interesting.
You tubed him and he didn't want to be tubed. He has a legal paper saying just that.
To intubate or not to intubate, that is the big ethical question. Actually, I was hoping we could avoid it, maybe just practice some medicine.
There's no question. It's the patient's decision.
If the patient is competent to make it, if his thyroid numbers aren't making him sad.
Oh, my God, you don't believe that.
His thyroid levels were a little...
It's nothing. Do not defend him.
Why did he sign that DNR?
I didn't talk him into...
He signed the DNR because he didn't want a slow, painful death from ALS. What was happening to him had nothing to do with his ALS.
Right, exactly. It's the IVIG. You screwed up. You're not going to let him die because you screwed up.
Technically... Your case. You screwed up. Is that what this is about? Looking bad in front of your old boss?
You assaulted that man.
Fine, I'll never do it again.
Yes, you will.
All the more reason this debate is pointless. His lungs are worse. Any theories? Oh, I'm sure he just went to the little boy's room. Come on, people.
Vasculitis?
Wouldn't likely hit both lungs.
It could be Wegener's granulomatosis. Dr. House?
Cuddy sent me a stripper again? Love that woman. So thoughtful.
Sorry.
There are case reports of Wegener's hitting both the lungs and the spine.
Well, it's not great, but it's better than ALS. At least it's treatable.
It's a restraining order. You're not to come within 50 feet of John Henry Giles, and they've asked the DA to file criminal charges for battery.
Cameron, test the blood for C. Anka.
These are criminal charges. They're not going to let you take blood to make more tests.
He has blood left in the lab. Just add on the C. Anka. Foreman still got you doing bronchoscopic suctioning for the pneumonia?
Every 4 hours?
While you're down in his lungs, grab a biopsy. We'll need it to confirm Wegener's. And move the patient to the second floor ICU.
Why?
It's right above the clinic. I'm pretty sure it's 50 feet in any direction.
It's nice having a court order saying you don't have to work clinic duty.
Yeah.
Dr. Cuddy!
Excuse me.
You page me.
Why the yelling?
His bed is behind that wall. The plaintiff's. So I can't, you know, come any closer.
It's right over the clinic. Very cute.
Can we get the lecture over with? Because I've got a... Actually, I've got nothing to do. Take your time.
Need a lawyer?
You don't have a problem with what I did?
When I hired you, I knew you were insane. I will continue to try and stop you from doing insane things, but once they're done, trying to convince an insane person not to do insane things is in itself insane. So when I hired you, I also set aside $50,000 a year for legal expenses. So far, you've come in under budget.
Great. Any chance you could help me run some tests?
Dr. Foreman called Dr. Hamilton. He's flying in from L.A.
You can talk to him.
Dr. Hamilton is flying in as a friend of John Henry's. To pull the plug.
Yeah. I need a lawyer.
Your Honor, on behalf of Gregory House, we have convened an emergency session of this court to bring a motion requesting that John Henry Giles remain on life support.
Now, Mr. House faces criminal charges for battery against John Henry Giles. You beat up a guy in a wheelchair?
Dr. House is alleged to have forced a tube down Mr. Giles' throat against his will.
A medical tube, saving his life.
Dr. House, please let your attorney speak for you.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. I was way out of line.
So, your client forced the patient into this position, and now he wants a court order to force the patient to stay that way.
Without the tube, there's a high likelihood that Mr. Giles will die.
Well, I assume the patient knows that. He had a DNR. That's why your client is facing criminal charges, right?
Exactly. And Mr. Giles' death will violate my client's Sixth Amendment right.
His right to face his accuser. That's clever, huh?
Your Honor, in Commonwealth of Pennsylvania v. Hoselton, the Third District ruled that a defendant may not use that status to rule against a felony charge.
Why are you doing this? It's not going to keep you out of jail. No. Even if you win, the restraining order and battery charge stay in place. What have you gained?
Time.
To diagnose him? You can't get near him.
I don't want to be near him.
Well, some doctors have the Messiah complex. They need to save the world. You've got the Rubik's complex. You need to solve the puzzle.
Are you done? Or do you have more references to 1980s fads? I'm trying to listen to this.
That DNR may not be valid. The patient was suffering from depression brought on by a thyroid imbalance.
The DNR order was witnessed by Dr. House's own staff, Dr. Foreman.
My staff are idiots. I'm sure you know what it's like, Your Honor.
Sit down.
The validity of the DNR is a question of fact. Dr. House should have the opportunity to make his argument at a full trial.
And this poor guy has got to stay on life support until we can schedule a trial.
Your Honor.
Dr. House, I will hold you in contempt if you don't sit down.
I have a medical issue.
If it pertains to this case, your attorney
should... It doesn't. Do you have any history of heart disease in your family?
Your Honor.
Your fingers, they show signs of clubbing, which indicates a heart problem. Remember Bart Giamatti? Same thing, just dropped dead one day. Please see your doctor.
He's admitted this isn't relevant. Can we get back to the motion?
Of course. I'm sorry.
Your Honor, a person's right to control the treatment of their own body is fundamental to understanding this case. A long line of cases, both federal and state, stand to trial.
Congratulations.
Impressive legal argument.
I watched Matlock last night.
No more. I didn't notice any clubbing on the judge's fingers.
Neither did I.
So the family history thing...
Every family has some history of heart disease.
And mental illness.
Biopsy only shows inflammation.
Start him on Cytoxan.
You're diagnosing Wegner's based on a little inflammation?
Well,
Unfortunately, I think we've exhausted all the tests we can do in our capacity as the doctors that he doesn't want doing tests on him.
But you don't...
We'll know I'm right if he starts walking.
Can't do any more tests, but you want me to treat him?
Medicine's in the pharmacy. Patient's immobilized in the ICU. Sounds like a simple geography problem.
Are you asking us to jeopardize our medical licenses for this treatment?
Dr. House.
Greg, right? I'm Marty Hamilton, John Henry's doctor. We should talk. Appreciate any list of medications, anything like that?
I've started him on Cytoxan.
Wegener's, right? Look,
Greg,
I checked you out. You know, I know you're a good doctor. And you have to appreciate that I'm a good doctor, too.
Why?
Wegener's was one of the first things I looked for. The biopsy and the blood tests were negative, just like yours.
There's an error rate, Marty.
And there's a time to let go. Look, I'm going to take him off the ventilator, and John Henry's going to die. He's accepted that.
Dr. Hamilton.
Hey.
How
hey.
You doing? How you doing?
Listen, Dr. Hamilton, I'm sorry. I should have never put your patient on IV.
It's not your fault, Eric.
No, it's mine. Eric.
That's not what I said. Everybody asks about you out in L.A.
How's the old place doing?
Full of fast.
Oh, this is wonderful. But before you guys break out the oil, I should point out that you can't pull the plug. I have a court order.
You used to. But...
I had the right to face my accuser. Judge said so.
Not if no one's accusing you. All the charges have been dropped.
He doesn't have to die.
It's not Wegener's.
If it's Wegener's, his lungs won't be able to handle it. As soon as they pull that plug, he'll die.
That's why they call it pulling the plug.
Two sets are holding. He's holding his own.
He's still breathing.
It's not Wegener's. Wrong again.
He's stable, but one of his arms is now paralyzed.
The real question is, why is he still alive?
Do you think he's just being stubborn?
He's alive because you were wrong. It's not Wegener's.
Yeah, seem to be doing that a lot lately. People keep living because of my mistakes.
Progression into paralysis pretty much confirms Hamilton was right. It's ALS.
Assuming this is a progression of his paralysis.
He can't move his arm.
Yes, his arm is paralyzed. Yes, his legs are paralyzed. Why is everyone so gung-ho to connect those two conditions? You can think I'm wrong, but that's no reason to stop thinking.
How about this one? He's not our patient.
Nope. Not good enough.
He could have suffered a stroke when he was intubated. Blood clots are common in paralyzed patients. The inactivity causes...
Not interested in why. Let's let's get an MRI angiogram check for an embolic stroke. He doesn't want you treating him. They dropped the court order.
Yeah, and that girl dropped the charges against Kobe. It doesn't mean you should call her and see if she's free to get a Sunday.
Good point. But I can go within 50 feet of it now.
You know you haven't paged me. Anytime.
Get out of here.
Sure. That makes sense. You hate me for saving your life. Well, in fairness to your side, you were also dying because of me, so...
You knew I didn't want to be saved.
That's what's interesting. Your thyroid was low, but not enough to cause depression.
So you came here to tell me that even if I can't walk, I can still hear the birds sing, enjoy a rainbow, the feeling the sunshine on my face?
Those things are fun. Okay. Life sucks. Your life sucks more than most. It's not as bad as some, which is depressing all by itself. But do me a favor. Just let me find out what's wrong with you. And if you still want to kill yourself, I'll give you a hand. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, sure. I'll stick around to indulge your obsession. It's over. I lost my air. The session the other night with those kids, that was a test to see if I could still play. I can't.
And that's all you are? Musician?
I got one thing. Same as you.
Really? Well, apparently you know me better than I know you.
I know that limp. I know the empty ring finger. And that obsessive nature of yours, that's a big secret. You don't risk jail in your career to save somebody who doesn't want to be saved unless you got something, anything. One thing. The reason normal people got wives and kids and hobbies, whatever, that's because they ain't got that one thing that hits them that hard and that true. I got music. You got this. The thing you think about all the time. The thing that keeps you south of normal. Yeah, makes us great. Makes us the best. All we miss out on is everything else. Little woman waiting at home after work with the drink and the kiss. That ain't gonna happen for us.
That's why God made microwaves.
Yeah. When it's over. It's over.
Yeah.
Doing.
It's not over for me. Either you're gonna call the cops again, or we're doing this. If you wanna die, you can do it just as easily inside an MRI machine.
Exactly. So I go back to LA. I'm doing the Dana lectures again this year.
Wow.
Thank you.
That's quite an honor.
It's all political.
Don't be modest, you've earned it.
I got lucky on a couple of studies I was doing. It all sells tickets. You remember last year's lecture study?
I remember the cigar bar afterwards.
The only reason to attend the thing, cigars and pool.
You enjoy working with Dr. House?
Not the word I'd use.
We work too hard not to enjoy ourselves, right?
You seeing anybody?
Kinda, sorta.
Serious?
I don't know, could be.
You think she'd enjoy LA?
Hamilton offered me a job.
You gonna take it?
I haven't decided.
You already have the most prestigious fellowship.
It's a partnership. 3 times the money, car allowance.
moving expense, pension plan, a chance to work for a guy who gives a crap what other people think.
So why didn't you just tell him yes?
I made a commitment here.
Right.
House will let you out of it in a heartbeat.
Or he wouldn't, just to jerk me around. Would you guys have taken a job?
Don't need the money.
I'm not like you. I don't hate House.
You guys really don't have a problem with him, with what he did?
He knows we disagree with his choice.
Choice? Chase, it's not apples and oranges. It's right and wrong. And he does it like he doesn't care. He assaults the guy and moves on to the next differential diagnosis
what
like it's nothing.
What do you want from him? More hand-wringing? More torment? You want him to cry himself to sleep at night?
Yeah! Yeah, I want some clue that he knows it's a big deal. That it scares him. That it matters.
Whoa. Who's that?
It was a stroke.
Hold on, camera.
House called it. The arm and legs are unrelated.
You make enough calls, one of them is bound to be right.
Yeah. He's just a lucky, lucky guy.
Listen. I just think it wouldn't hurt him to learn a little humility.
So what's the verdict?
Embolus. The arm problem was caused by a clot.
There's a good chance we can still bust the clot with TPA.
Do it. See what happens to his arm.
We found a blood clot in your brain. We'd like to start you on heparin. It's a blood thinner.
What are the side effects?
Well, your lungs are kind of chewed up from the pneumonia. Good chance it'll be an infusion.
Bleeding?
Into his lungs.
It's our best chance to give you back the use of your arm.
I don't need my arm without my air.
Well, the damage would likely be minimal.
No.
It's his call.
Or we could do an embolectomy. Basically, we go in and pull the clot out.
He's saying no to drugs and you're recommending brain surgery?
Bypasses the risk to the lungs.
It'll either help your arm or...
it'll kill me.
From your point of view, it's a win-win.
Okay.
We'll set up the procedure for today.
We're in your carotid artery. This is going to take us all the way up into your brain.
You all right?
Yes.
The sludge is blocking the blood flow to the part of the brain that controls your arm. You still okay?
I think so.
I don't know, I guess. It's just with Dr. Hamilton here, I notice a difference in styles.
His style involves humility. Another difference in our styles. I don't care much for apologies. You can go.
I didn't know you were standing there when I said that, okay? It was completely rude.
Do you mean genuine humility? You know, with all the self-doubt and the self-questioning. Or Hamilton's polite, patronizing, aw shucks humility.
You're both excellent doctors.
Thank you. And humility is an important quality. Especially if you're wrong a lot.
You've been wrong every step of the way.
Of course, when you're right, self-doubt doesn't help anybody, does it? We gotta go.
Congratulations, Greg.
Congratulations. Why, Marty?
John woke up. He can use his arm.
Thank you.
Now look, I know we've had our differences, but I think when a person does something well, it ought to be recognized.
Phone works. Next time you want to make me feel all warm and fuzzy, leave a message.
Don't get me wrong. I'm overcome with joy.
Doc?
Yeah?
What?
You just touched my leg.
What, are you going to charge me with assault again?
No. I felt it.
He now has feeling all the way up to the calf.
This is the way medicine evolved. Patients sometimes get better. You have no idea why, but unless you give a reason, they won't pay you. Anybody notice if there's a full moon?
You're saying you just spontaneously got better?
No, I'm saying let's rule out the lunar god and go from there.
Something his own is working.
The enzyme replacement protocol is working, reversing the ALS.
The timing doesn't seem suspicious to you.
Do you think Dr. House will see it that way? Figure it's his medication doing the job?
I'm sure he will. It's one of ours.
How do we figure out which drug is doing the trick?
Easy. Stop all of them.
One of those drugs is helping him.
And the rest? Steroids, antibiotics, anti-inflammatories, they're toxic. We need them on all of them.
He'll walk again.
Yeah, to his own funeral.
But if we stop everything, he'll get worse.
True. Then we'll add our medications back one at a time. When he gets better, then we'll have our answer.
And if he doesn't get better?
Then we're in trouble. Not as much as he is. I suppose that was your point.
I assume you want me to convince Hamilton to stop his treatments, too.
Don't care.
You know, at least five of the medications are part of his protocol.
If his stuff was helping, the guy would be playing tennis months ago. It's our round of treatment that's helping.
Right. So that's what should stop.
So your philosophy is, if they don't want treatment, they get it shoved down their throat, but if it might cure their paralysis, well, better slow down.
Yeah.
Yes, Doctor, I love
My old philosophy used to be live and let live. But I'm taking this needlepoint class, and they gave us these really big pillows.
What's your philosophy on employee relations?
That's a very tiny pillow.
Great. Sounds like you know what you're doing.
Greg, can I board?
Can it wait for the commercial? Marty, say hi to my friend Ginny.
Pleasure. Your diagnostic trial.
Seriously, commercial's in about 5 minutes.
That's a dangerous game.
Only if we're watching in the bathtub.
I need to know exactly what medications you were giving John Henry.
Forget it. An informant tells you what John Henry used to be on.
You're going
to
fire him?
Nope. I'll make him live out every day of his 2-year contract.
Foreman asked to leave?
Not yet.
But how do you know I made him...
You're a polite twit, but you're not an idiot.
I need to know what medications you've taken him off of.
Wait a second. You're not an idiot. You need to know what medications I've stopped, because he's getting worse. Right now, you still work for me. Come on.
No feeling, no wiggling. Bad news is John Henry's back where he started. The good news is Hamilton looks bad.
Yeah, it's not whether you win or lose, it's whether the other guy loses.
What was the first thing we put him on?
Steroids for the pneumonia.
We'll put him back on them. Give him 24 hours, see what happens.
His lungs aren't great. It might cause another respiratory collapse.
Sure, hope not. I'd be much like that lawyer. And get an MRI.
You already got one. And an MRI.
Well, obviously something is different now. Do it again. Chase, take care of the scan. Cameron, put him on the steroids. We should probably talk, huh?
Thin cups.
What levels?
T9 through the quarter Aquinas, same as last time.
You really think House would let Foreman out of his contract?
He has to. If he doesn't, he's telling Foreman he needs him. House can't handle that. Oh my God.
I checked him out. He's a great doctor. You think he's better than I am?
It's about your ego.
Answer the question. It's not going to change how I think about myself. It might affect my opinion of you, but that shouldn't affect your opinion of yourself. I'm getting confused. If you think he's a better doctor than I am, then you should take the job. Otherwise, you should get him to buy you 2 or 3 more nostalgic lunches and then politely decline.
It's that simple? I should just ignore the mockery and abuse?
Oh, how do I abuse you?
How do you not? If I make a mistake...
I hold you accountable. So what?
Dr. Hamilton forgives. He's capable of moving on.
That is not what he does.
I screwed up his case. He told
me... He never said you were forgiven. I was there. He said it wasn't your fault.
So?
So it was. You took a chance. You did something great. You were wrong, but it was still great. You should feel great that it was great. You should feel like crap that it was wrong.
That's the difference between him and me. He thinks you do your job, and what will be will be. I think that what I do and what you do matters. He sleeps better at night. He shouldn't.
Arterial venous malformation.
Intradural, compressing his spine.
Causing his paralysis.
How could Hamilton have missed an AVM?
Well, we missed it too. Because it wasn't there before.
You're saying it just grew overnight?
No. It was on the spine. It wasn't on the MRI. Same anatomic location.
It's not there.
Well, what is there?
Nothing.
Or something that looks like nothing.
Background noise, static.
Scar tissue? Inflammation?
If it's inflammation, the steroids would have shrunk it down.
Revealing the AVM. Which has always been there, hiding behind its own swelling. We removed that. He'll walk again.
Dr. House. Corey's meet me outside with a limo. I'm being discharged.
$50 says I can beat you to the curb.
Thanks for sticking with the case.
I can't do anything else. You're much more easily amused when you can walk.
How bizarre. I'm guessing that you weren't exactly Mr. Sunshine even before your leg got messed up. I want you to have this.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue.
Wow.
You can sell it if you want to. Just promise me you won't play.
And I think to myself,
how many of those pills you taking?
I'm in pain.
Aren't we all? So, where do you buy these things? Do they have cane stores?
Oh, don't worry about it. You'll be jogging before you need a second one. See you tomorrow, Eric.
Some bad hat, Harry.